North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
I'm Rick Moore, and along with Bill Newell, this is North Shore Today for Monday, April 6, 2020.
So today we begin with contact tracing. What is it? Ethan Foreman writes this in today's Salem News. The nurses get a lab report, name, address, age, and usually a phone number. Then the system also notifies the public health nurse of any contacts they need to follow up on that have confirmed COVID-19 patients living in other cities and towns. Governor Charlie Baker making the announcement late last week about the state's new contact tracing program.
Our new community tracing program will stand up a virtual call center that will consist of nearly 1,000 virtual contact tracers, many of which have already signed up to help. Staff will contact COVID-19 patients to learn about their recent activities and ensure that they're taking appropriate steps to get healthy and to not spread the virus further. The call center will get contact information for as many people as possible that they have come in contact with, and potentially exposed people will be contacted and informed so that they can stay healthy, isolate when appropriate, and prevent further spread as well. As we put this in place, we've started to place volunteers from our nine academic health departments, to provide direct support to local boards of health to keep pace with escalating case tracing requirements.
Governor Charlie Baker on contact tracing.
North Shore residents are heeding Governor Baker's guidelines, according to State Senator Bruce Tarr.
I think for the most part they are. There are still some concerning situations. And for instance, Rick, last weekend on Cape Ann, we heard about a lot of folks that were, again, aggregating at the beaches, maybe on the boulevard, and maybe forgetting just a little bit about how social distancing is important in every context. So for the most part, I think they are, but, you know, just a reminder to folks, we want you to get out, we want you to walk the boulevard, we want you to go to the parks that are available and the ones that haven't been closed. But when you are out recreating, sometimes we don't want to think about serious things like public health and pandemics, but when you're out recreating, the requirement and the advisability of social distancing doesn't go away. So we want to remind folks to do that. But I really have been proud and impressed by what I've seen most people doing. It is really heartening, and it really is, Rick, part of our social contract with each other, that we all need to take care of each other, we all need to protect each other, and this isn't just a passive obligation where we watch information on TV. This is for all of us to say, I'm going to do what's within my power to do, which is to social distance. And also something else, Rick, that I think is very important, and that is to remember that we are in a time of extremely high anxiety, and we need to worry about the mental health of ourselves and our neighbors. And it's unusual for us to have this kind of forced separation, this kind of isolation. So it's good to use social media to pick up the telephone and talk to folks and to say, hey, I'm thinking about you today. How are you doing? Because we are heading into a surge in terms of this pandemic, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that there's somebody out there that's thinking about them, that's caring about them, and just a phone call or an email or a contact through social media, that can make such an incredible difference.
State Senator Bruce Tarr.
In Middleton, Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger is doing everything he can, and his staff is doing everything they can in order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Obviously, a very complicated situation within a correctional facility.
But here in Essex, we've been working on this since February, when we first started hearing hints that this was coming, trying to follow the trends, worldwide trends, and hearing it come this way. So I'm glad we took the incentive then to get prepared. But just to summarize it, because I can speak for like 3 hours, Bill, and you and I will be here longer than we should. But I'd like to highlight a couple of things that we have done. First and foremost, we had pretty much really restricted access to two our facilities. From everyone except our staff and our main vendors. When I say main vendors, I'm talking about our healthcare partners. As you might recall, we privatized our healthcare services to a company called WellPath, and they came in with doctors and nurses and physician's assistants, and they do a tremendous job for us, taking care of the public, the health care of our inmates. We also have a food vendor, Aramark, to make sure the inmates get fed three squares a day. We have another vendor called Spectrum, who's providing mental health services. And then, we have what you and I have talked about before, the medication-assisted treatment vendor, Acadia, who's keeping that program up with us. But really quickly, a couple things we're doing. We have stopped general visitation, so the general public cannot come into the facility. It is very unfortunate that we do not allow them to see, to visit with the inmates, but it is just an absolute necessity when you talk about social distancing and bringing the virus inside. To offset that, because we really truly do recognize the importance of having loved ones and family members, see the inmate on a routine basis, we've tried to compensate that by allowing our inmates, number one, more access to telephones, and number two, we are giving the inmates two free 30-minute phone calls each week so they can make those extra calls free of charge to stay in touch.
Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger.
From rockportma.gov website, at an emergency Board of Selectmen meeting in Rockport on April 4, the following restrictions were approved and are in effect. All beaches and parks are restricted to residents only. Bearskin Neck is restricted to Rockport residents and Bearskin Neck business owners only. Vehicle and foot traffic is allowed for residents and business owners. All dogs are to be leashed at all times on beaches and in parks. Dog owners are reminded to appropriately restrain their dogs around others and avoid touching other dogs encountered. Please note the leash restrictions do not currently apply to woods and trails. If the issues arise, the Rockport Board will revisit the topic. The Seaview Street and Old Garden Beach parking lots are closed. The boat ramp at Granite Pier is restricted to appointments only and emergency use. There will be parking restrictions on Granite Street in the area of Halibut Point State Park and the Lobster Pool. All previous restrictions remain in full force and effect. Barring any emergent issues, the next Rockport Code Red will be Monday, April 6th, that's today, between 4 and 6 p.m.
Restaurants will be allowed to sell takeout beer and wine, and residents won't have municipal services shut off for not being able to pay bills. And communities will be allowed to postpone their town meetings under a relief package signed by Governor Charlie Baker in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Christian Wade, writing in the Salem News, that the measure approved by the state legislature on Thursday moves the state's April 15 tax deadline to July 15, giving businesses and individuals more time to file their return. The bill also prevents cities and towns from penalizing residents who can't afford to pay their bills during the state emergency. Restaurants, which are currently restricted to takeout service, will be allowed to sell wine and beer with food takeout and delivery if they already have a license to sell alcohol.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times, finding the right applicants for the Superintendent Search Screening Committee in Gloucester has its complications. Those interested in participating on the search committee responsible for finding a replacement for Superintendent Richard Sapphire have until Tuesday at noon to submit their applications. Still needed are applicants for the positions of community member, city representative, and vocational member. Meanwhile, members of the school committee's personnel subcommittee are concerned about having multiple members of the Gloucester Teachers Association, the local school's teachers union, as part of the search. School committee member Jonathan Pope is quoted as saying, "Two of the main union representatives both applied. I'm a little concerned of putting them both on." The union applicants include Gloucester Teachers Association president and vice president. Again, Pope is quoted as saying, "There are some very good teachers who are wanting to be on the committee. Are we going to get in trouble by not putting the union president?" More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
We roll on with another week here in North Shore today. It is Monday. It is Monday, folks, and another week has started. Thanks for joining us on North Shore today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. You can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Monday, everybody.